You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello.
Okay, so we are in chilly January, chillier for some than others. What is your favorite cozy soup?
Ooh, I love when we get to talk about food. I mean, I always love that we get to talk about Bible stories.
I save these questions for you because I know you like them.
I do. Okay, I have two. So one is a crock pot recipe, and it's a potato soup in the crock pot. So good. It's made with frozen hash browns, like the little squares.
Oh, interesting.
The first time I made it, I was like, how is this going to turn out? But it is delicious. So that is one. My other one is a chicken noodle soup recipe that I found a couple years ago. And it has quickly become a favorite in our house because it's a creamy chicken noodle soup with like the heavy cream in it. It's just like, like extra calories and cozy and just really warm and delicious. What's yours?
Mine is probably white chicken chili. And I actually made it last night. It's a crock pot recipe, which I really appreciate this time of year.
Yes, I love a crock pot.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's good. There's chicken in it. There's vegetables. Mm-hmm. You can do all sorts of different things with toppings. Like you can do guacamole. You could do cornbread. You could do tortilla chips.
I'm so hungry right now. That
it
sounds
freezes
delicious.
Really well.
That's even better.
Oh, yeah. I love to freeze soup. Yeah.
Yeah. I never think to do that.
Really? Oh, I do that all the time. Yeah. So I will... Yeah, so I'll have, like, four different soups in the freezer at once. So then I can just, like, pull one out.
You're a genius.
I like to have a lot of variety in what I eat because otherwise I get bored.
Yeah.
And so that's one way I do it.
Genius.
Yes. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 17, Session 4, titled Esther Saved Her People, and it is coming from the Book of Esther. God faithfully brought his people out of exile, and they began laying the foundation for the temple. While they were building, God used the prophet Zechariah to encourage his people. Zechariah shared the promise that a Messiah was coming to build God's eternal kingdom. While God's enemies tried to stop the people from rebuilding the temple, we saw how God provided the way for the temple to be finished through the decree from King Cyrus. The temple was rebuilt so God's people could worship God. This week, we jump forward many years to Persia, where some of God's people were living, as we see God used the obedience of Esther to accomplish his plans. The story points for this week, for preschool, it's Esther was brave and saved her people. And for kids, it's Esther obeyed God, risked her life, and saved her people. All right, let's head into talking about some areas that need a little extra prep or attention. So, Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Yes, so this week in our older preschool leader guide, there's an activity called Work Community Helper Puzzles. And so in the leader guide, it calls for you to provide those puzzles. But if you don't have any community helper puzzles in your classroom, what you can do is you can make some by printing off pictures of these community helpers, print those off on cardstock, and then you can cut them into puzzle pieces. Something else that could be really fun is if you drew lines on them and let the preschoolers cut them out to make their own puzzles. I think they might really enjoy that too.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's very fun. All right, in older kids, there's an activity called Time It Right, and make sure to clear that play area of any furniture that kids might run into once they're dizzy from spinning. So,
oh, goodness.
Want to avoid any collisions with that one.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what stands out to us in this session. Esther shows so much bravery in this story. And I think that that's an emotion that can really connect with kids because they are learning so many new skills, trying so many new things. They are entering so many new environments on a regular basis and experiencing so many new things. They're pretty new to this earth. And so a lot of things are new on a regular basis.
You're right.
So it's encouraging and inspiring to see someone bravely follow God's plan. I also love that we see that Esther raises concern to Mordecai at the beginning of this text. And I think it can be easy to forget that the people we read about in the Bible were just that. They were people. And they experienced fear and concern and worry. And so I think it can be really helpful to see how she expressed that, but then how Mordecai responded and sort of held her accountable in that and gave her encouragement, but also a plan of like, here's what this could look like.
That's such a good reminder, because I think you're so right, Maggie, that we read the Bible and we forget that these people were humans just like we are. And like, I think we put them in this category of superhuman when really they're just normal people that had a big faith and they had a trust in God and they chose to walk in obedience even when they didn't know the outcome. And that is the same thing that we can strive to do on a daily basis too.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.